As a child in the 1950s, British journalist Charles Lawrence lived briefly in Prague with his family. His father, a diplomat, was targeted by the communist secret police. To get close to him, the police used Czech writer Jiří Mucha, a son of the famed Art Nouveau painter. 50 years later, Charles Lawrence revisits Prague in search of the truth. In his book, The Social Agent, A True Intrigue of Sex, Lies, and Heartbreak Behind the Iron Curtain, Charles Lawrence exposes Jiří Mucha as a man whose actions had very tragic consequences for his whole family. Jan Richter has more in this edition of Czech History.
Charles Lawrence was 7 years old when he arrived in Prague in November 1957 with his parents and a little sister. His father, a promising diplomat at the British Foreign Office, was posted to communist Czechoslovakia after serving in Greece and Italy. Charles Lawrence, now a US-based journalist, still remembers the atmosphere of the city.
We thought of it as a mysterious and dangerous and spooky place from the get-go, because that's kids pick up the atmosphere. And the impression of the border guards and the whole thing with the passports. And at the same time, as I try and describe right away in the book, there was this kind of confluence of the kind of comic books you're reading as a schoolboy in England or anywhere in the world in the 50s with sort of Nazis and, you know, Stalinist troops and these sort of background things you pick up in a weird way. And there it is in front of you. There's this guy with jackboots.
In Prague, Charles' parents became regulars at various functions held by members of the decimated high society, which, however, still existed despite nearly a decade of communist rule. One of the stars of the elite circles of Prague was certainly Jiří Mucha, the son of the famed Czech Art Nouveau painter Alfons Mucha, a man who had travelled the world and a former war reporter for the BBC. He also spent 4 years in a communist prison, from which he was released 2 years before the Lawrence's arrival.
My father liked him as a man. I think I quote him in the book as saying he was an interesting and likeable chap in some ways, and very entertaining. And he also made a big impression on me, partly because it was an unhappy family, that in an odd way, I grew up at a time when I didn't want to be the kind of English person I was born to be. And he was almost a role model. I became a journalist. That persona of the world traveller with his cigarette and his anecdote and his kind of his cool made a pretty profound impression on a kid who maybe met him half a dozen times. But then his shadow kind of fell over the family.
After the fall of communism and after Jiří Mucha's death, it became clear that the worldly man who often hosted the Lawrences at his summer retreat had a dark side to him. He was recruited by Czechoslovakia's secret police, the STB, shortly after his release from prison. Taking advantage of his connections and excellent social skills, the secret police used Jiří Mucha as a social agent. His role was to seduce the wives of Western diplomats, which made it possible for the STB to blackmail them.
What you remember from a child is vague things, shadowy things, impressions. Then some specific moments, which can also, as I think everybody knows, can be distorted in memories, but normally contain a kernel of truth. The simple information that Jiří Mucha had an affair with my mother was not at issue. That was known. The consequences of that were much more interesting, and whether he himself, what his role was an issue that I grew up with. It was an issue.
Charles's father informed his superiors at the Foreign Office of the affair, which, his son says, effectively brought his diplomatic career to a stall.
The consequences to my family were grievous because of the affair. My understanding of it, the British security forces were extremely interested and alarmed by what had happened, and essentially my father's career was sidelined. My dad was basically a very successful man. In the 50s, when he was here and up until that point, he was considered a kind of star of the diplomatic service. He could have, like Christopher Malaby, who comes into the book later, he could have been the top diplomat. And his career flattened out. And my understanding now is that clearly MI5 were investigating the whole affair and what had happened and whether security had been breached. I now know, and this I had no idea of at the time, is at that time they were actually looking for the famous third man.
When Charles Lawrence returned to Prague to do research for his book, he discovered that as a secret agent, Jiří Mucha could have played a much higher game than that, a game that might have reached the top of the political establishment in the United Kingdom.
I had no idea that this was a man who'd seduced Pauline Grant, you know, choreographer who was the mistress of the British Foreign Minister. I mean, you couldn't have a bigger coup as a spy. I mean, this is a James Bond, cartoon James Bond, you know. So that sort of stuff took me completely by surprise. The deviousness was kind of what I expected. The other case, I mean, one other questions that I couldn't answer, sadly, one of them was he working for both sides at once? My assessment is that he was working for sides alternatively, as it suited him, because he just worked for himself. He was always about himself, and as I say in the book, he did whatever it took. Whatever it took was by some people's moral compass unacceptable. And by others maybe acceptable. And also he did this not just to survive, but also to maintain a lifestyle.
But the affair between Charles's mother and Jiří Mucha had a more dire consequence. During the family stay in Prague, Charles's sister Kate started to suffer from anorexia, from which she never recovered, and died in an assisted living facility in England many years later. Her death made Charles look in what really happened in Prague, and seek an answer to the question whether Jiří Mucha was also responsible for the devastating disease that killed Charles's sister.
It's one of those stories where it's very deep, and we all have this. There may be some people who don't, but probably most people have these great scars they carry, and they go on with life, and they do what they can, and then I don't think it's uncommon for them to resurface later. And I should imagine that was probably the trigger. The other thing that changed is that I got to know my father much better as I got older. Although I was living in New York by then, we come over once a year, and I found I would have conversations with him that I hadn't had the opportunity to have as an adolescent or as a young man, and we kind of understood each other better. And little things, dynamics with my own family, is that, rather to my surprise, he was nice with my kids, having been a very remote father to his own. He welcomed and was affectionate towards my children in a way that I found very redemptive in him.
The Czech translation of Charles Lawrence's book, which came out last month, has received much publicity. Some people were shocked by the allegations. Others said Charles's account was one-sided and unfair to the writer. The Mucha family was angered when the book first came out in English, and in fact managed to stop its second edition from being published in the United States. Jiří Mucha's son, John, a childhood friend of Charles Lawrence, refused to comment on the account, which he called a cesspool. But Charles Lawrence says the family has a very dark past.
You know, I'm not surprised at their reaction, but as I say, I think to put it in context, this is a family with a truly dark past. It was pretty naive of me to think that they wouldn't screw me over as they screwed up everybody else. And Geraldine, as herself, is someone you can sort of almost, what's the word, admire? She survived and had an extraordinary life. But again, at what cost? You know, there are details, if anyone listening wants to go and spend a few months searching the files, there are details about the family and family relations that I have not put in the book.